So let me, I want to ask you a question before we start this afternoon.
今天像我们开始以前，我要问大家一个问题。
Because we're talking about the glory of the Lord coming upon us.
因为我们讲到说神的荣耀临到我们
being seen through us
借由我们被看见
and his glory becoming our glory
而他的荣耀成为我们的荣耀
so let me ask you this question
我要问大家这个问题
how many of you know the story in the book of Acts
有多少人知道在使徒行传里面的这个故事
where it says that people tried to get within Peter's shadow
就是有人甚至就想要进到彼得的影子的里面
And when they stepped into a shadow, they miraculously were healed.
当他们踏进去彼得的影子里面的时候，他们就会神迹性的被医治。
Here's my question.
我就要问这个问题。
Was it a literal shadow?
那个是真的一个影子吗？
Because if it was, does that mean nobody got healed on a cloudy day?
如果是真的这样子的话，那是不是意味着在阴天的时候就没有人能够得医治呢？
If it was really a shadow, then you only got healed when it was sunny.
如果真的是那种太阳的投影的话，那你就只能够在有太阳的日子能够得医治咯。
I don't believe it was a literal shadow.
我不相信是真的这样子的。
But rather, it was an atmosphere that emanated from Peter.
而是在彼得身上所发出来的那种光辉。
So let me ask you another question.
好，我们再问大家另外一个问题。
Have you ever walked into a room after people have been fighting or arguing?
你有没有试过你进到一个房间里面是那些人刚刚吵架打架完的
？And you can feel the tension in the air.
然后你甚至可以感觉到空气中有一种张力。
Now I don't know if they have this in Chinese, but in English we have this saying.
我不知道中文有没有这么一种说法，但是我们英文有。
It says, "Wow, you could cut the air with a knife."It's so thick, the atmosphere of that tension.
如果你进到一个房间里面，那个空气的那种紧张度，你可以用刀来把那个空气给切开。
So you walk into a room and you don't see anything.
所以你进到一个房间里面，你看是没看见什么。
But you're affected by the atmosphere in the room.
但是你事实上会受到这个房间里面的气氛所影响的。
So what did those two people arguing do?
所以这两个吵架的人做了什么事情
they literally shifted the atmosphere.
他们真的把整一个的房间的气氛给改变了。
And when they were arguing what was on them and what was in them,
当他们吵架的时候，他们身上以及里面的东西呢
came out from them and shifted the atmosphere around them.
他们就从他们里面出来，把整个周围环境都给影响到了。
And I believe that the example of a shadow is used concerning Peter.
所以我相信这个这里提到的彼得的影子
Because what overshadows us
因为什么是在我们上面所遮盖我们的呢
Is what will be released through our shadow
也会从我们的影子里面渗出去
So in other words, what comes upon us and is in us is going to be released through us
也就是什么东西进到我们里面从我们里面出去
And I believe after 3 years of walking with Jesus,
我相信经由三年与耶稣同行
Peter had a revelation of what an open heaven was.
彼得真的明白什么叫做一个敞开的天
He had a revelation of what Paul would say down the road.
他知道保罗以后要说到的是什么一回事
Where Paul said, as we alluded to this morning, as we referred to this morning.
就好像我们今天早晨
He says that we look into a mirror.
我们在看见镜子里面
And we don't really see clearly.
我们看不清楚的
But it says the time will come where the veil will be removed from us.
但是日子将到这样的帕子要从我们的面前挪去
And when we stare into that mirror, we will behold the glory of the Lord.
当我们看着这个镜子的时候，我们会看见主耶稣自己的荣耀
So when we look in a mirror, we don't see us, but now we see him.
所以当我们看着那个镜子的时候看不见我们自己而看见主自己
Because his glory has become our glory
因为他的荣耀成为我们的荣
耀 And just like we saw in Isaiah 60 and in Isaiah 62
就好像我们在以赛亚书60章以及62章所看见的
The glory that overshadows us
这样的荣耀这样子来到我们的里面
And that glory that gets in us
当这样的荣耀进到我们的里面
Is then released through usAnd it shifts the atmosphere around us.
借由我们释放出去，把周围的整一个环境都来改变。
And that's one of the things that we're beginning to do. is to go into secular corporate training centers.
就是当我们进到这些世界上的这些企业里面去做一些训练的时候。
And we're training them on leadership and business and strategy and all those business secular things.
我们是告诉他们关于这个企业的事情领导阶层的事情以及策略的事情。
But we're going in with an underlying belief and an intent.
但是在我们的里面我们教导的最基准是我们的相信以及我们所要讲的东西。
That God will use us to literally shift the atmosphere.
使用这一切呢，来把他们整一个的气氛都要改变。
And that's part of this great marketplace anointing that's starting to happen right now.
现在就是有这么大的一个职场的恩膏正在运行。
That God is raising people up to positions of prominence.
神呢正在兴起人来把他们提到一个非常显著的位置
where they will be under an open heaven
而这些人他们就在这样子的一个敞开的天之下
and they will begin to shift atmospheres of culture
他们就要改变这样子的一个文化的一个气氛
and what we saw on that video
而在这个录影带里面我们所看见的
among those 25 or so corporate leaders
大概有25个这样子的一个企业阶层的领导
was we were training I was asked to train on developing high performing organizations
当我被邀请去教导的时候要教导怎么样能够让他们很有效率的这样子的领导
and that's how we started
我们最开始是这么教的
But how we finished
但是我们结束呢
was that God allowed us to shift an atmosphere among unsaved businessmen.
神就允许我们在这些还没有得救的领导事业阶层的人他们的整一个气氛
And God is calling people into various spheres of influence.
神就呼召他们进到不同的阶层里面来做一个影响力。
God is placing believers into high positions in education.
神有带领一些人在这个教育阶层。
In business.
在事业工业界。
In music and media.
在音乐界，在媒体。
God is raising people up to positions of prominence.To begin to shift the atmosphere around them.
神开始兴起人来在一些很显赫的位置，以至于他们能够影响周围的这些的气氛。
And that's really exciting when you know that your destiny.
这件事情让人是非常兴奋的，就是当你明白到你生命的命定
is to be empowered by Him to shift atmospheres.
就是你要借由神自己的能力。而影响周围的气氛。
The difficulty,
而那个困难所在
is that prior to that kingly anointing that breaks through and shifts atmospheres.
在这样子一个带着王的身份的这样子的恩膏临到之前呢
there is often and of necessity a preparatory period.
很多时候都必须要经过这样子一个受预备的一个过程。
And that's what we started looking at this morning.
今天早晨我们刚开始看到这一点。
Listen, David was called to be a king.
你知道大卫王他被呼召就是要做王的。
He was called to shift atmospheres.
他是被呼召要来改变这个气氛。
Let me give you an example.
我要给大家一个例子。
When Saul was filled with demons and under attack,
你知道当扫罗王他被这个恶魔所缠绕的时候
David would begin to play his instrument and worship.
大卫他就会开始弹奏音乐的时候敬拜。
And he shifted the atmosphere around Saul.
他就会把扫罗周围的那个气氛就改变了。
Let me give you another example.
给大家另外一个例子。
Is in the book of 2 Kings.
在王下。
The king of Israel was hemmed in by an enemy.
这个以色列王被敌人所围攻。
And he wanted to know what to do.
他想要知道该怎么办。
And so he asked for the prophet, is there a word from the Lord?
他就问那个先知说神有话吗？
And the prophet said this.
那先知就跟他说
Somebody bring me a musician.
你这个找一些人来带一些歌唱音乐的人来。
And it said when the musician played,
当那些音乐 人来到的时候
the word of the Lord was released,
神的话语就会释放出来
and the enemy army was defeated.
那敌人的军队就会被打败
What did that worshiper do?
你知道这个敬拜者做了一件什么事情
When he played his instrument and worshiped, he shifted an atmosphere.
当他这样子用音乐乐器敬拜的时候，他把那个气氛给改变了。
And that's a great story, isn't it?
这是一个很棒的故事，对不对？
Wouldn't you love to play your guitar, play the keyboard, and shift atmospheres?
你想想，如果你弹你的吉他、你的那个电子琴的时候，整个周围的空气就改变了，你觉得？
This individual, when he worshipped, he didn't just affect a crowd of a few church people in Israel.
你知道这些人他们这样子玩。弄他们的音乐的时候，并不是只影响几个人。
It's easy to shift church people.
你知道要改变这个教会里面的人很容易。
Because you're coming with an expectation to be shifted.
因为你已经带着一个要被改变的期待来到这里。
But try walking out to the enemy lines.
但是如果你尝试走到敌人的阵地
，in front of thousands of people that hate God and are ready to kill you.
在成千上百的人面前，他们是恨神，而且准备要杀你了。
And you start to play your guitar and sing.
然后你就开始在那里弹吉他要唱了。
Over the mountains and the fields.
高过一切高山。
I can sing of your life, and they run for their lives.
然后他们就要为着他们的性命来逃跑的时候。
And you shift an atmosphere.
你就改变了那个空气。
But here's what the story doesn't tell us, of which I wonder.
但是我就想，这个故事里面是不是有什么东西没告诉我们
？This great worshipper that shifts an atmosphere.
这一个这么棒的歌唱者，能够改变这个空气的人。
I wonder what he or she was going through for years that prepared them for that kind of power.
我想他到底这些年来经历过什么事情，预备好他今天能够有这么大的能力，能够改变这样的气氛。
And that's really what we're talking about today.
这就是我们今天所要讲的。
You see, this isn't just, oh my goodness, how do I hang on during the midst of adversity?
这个并不只是说，哎呀，我们遇到难处的时候，想说，哎呀，我怎么样能够熬过这个困难的阶段？
You see, when you understand the purpose behind your problems,
当你明白到在你的困难的背后的那个目的的时候，
then you realize you're not hanging on.
你就知道你不只是搬在那里，要。支撑着而已。
You're actually being trained and prepared to be a releaser of power.
事实上，你被训练，被这个有一个目的性的这样子训练，要来神释放你，去使用这样的大能。
So, let's look at what David went through.
好，所以我们要来看看大卫王到底经历过什么事情。
20 years.
二十年。
5 cities.
五个城市。
5 lessons.
五个功课。
The first one we looked at was Bethlehem.
第一个是伯利恒。
What was the lesson at Bethlehem?
伯利恒到底有什么的功课呢？
To be faithful in the unseen.
就是在人所看不见的事上忠心。
Can you be faithful when no one's watching and no one will say thank you?
你能不能在没有人看见，没有人会跟你说谢谢的情况之下，仍然忠心？
Faithful in the little things.
就是很小的事上忠心。
And in those little things, God was shaping a man who would shift culture.
就这样子一个很小的环境里面，训练好这样子的一个人的忠心，以至于他能够影响这样子的文化。
Jesus started his ministry when he was 30, correct?
耶稣是开始他的事工大概30岁，对吗？
I wonder what he did the first 30 years.
我在想他那前面30年在干嘛？
Probably worked in his father's carpentry shop.
有可能在爸爸的那个木匠工厂里面做事情。
Fully God, but don't forget, also fully man.
他是全然的神，但是不要忘记，他也是一个全然的人性。
And there he learned commitment, discipline.
在这里，他学会委身，学会要自律。
So, what happens when you pass the test of Bethlehem?
所以当你已经经过这个伯利恒的考试，有什么事情会发生呢？
What happens when you prove to be faithful in the little things?
当你已经被证明说你是可以在小事上忠心的时候，
Well, you move from Bethlehem to the next city called Gibeah.
你就从伯利恒这个城市搬移到另外一个城市叫基比亚。
And there at Gibeah, you experience promotion.
在那个基比亚那个地方呢，你就经历到一个被提升。
So let's look at 1 Samuel 16 again.
我们再来看一下撒母耳记上第十六章。
And in the first few verses, David is in Bethlehem.
在前面几节的时候呢，大卫王是在伯利恒的。
He's passed the test of Bethlehem.
他已经过了这个伯利恒的考试。
And now, as we'll read in a minute, verses 19 to 22,
在第十九节到二十二节的时候呢，
David now has to learn how to deal with early promotion.
大卫王就需要学习怎么样在这个时候来学习那个被提升的感觉。
So let's read verses 19 to 22.
好，我们现在就来读十九到二十二节。于是扫罗差遣使者去见耶西说，请你打发你放羊的儿子大卫，对吗？有什么感觉？大卫到我这里来。耶西就把几个饼和一皮带酒并一只山羊羔都不再驮在驴上，交给他儿子大卫送与到扫罗。大卫到了扫罗那里，就侍立在扫罗面前，扫罗甚喜爱他，他就做了扫罗拿兵器的人。扫罗差遣人去见耶西说，求你容大卫侍立在我面前，因为他在我眼前蒙了恩。
The word Gibeah means this.
那个基比亚那个字的意思是这样子的。
It means the high place.
就是一个高地。
It means the place of honor.
就是一个被尊荣的位置。
And David in Gibeah now needs to learn how to deal with early success.
大卫在这基比亚的地方呢，他需要能够知道怎么样能够处理这个早期的成功。
And after Samuel's anointing of David the shepherd boy,
在这个撒母耳恩膏这个小牧羊人大卫，
David moves in with Saul.
那大卫王他就搬进去跟扫罗在一起。
In this city called Gibeah.
在这个基比亚这个城市里面。
And from here and all the way through chapter 17,
从这里开始一直到十七章呢。
David destroys Goliath.
大卫他打败了哥利亚。
And he experiences quick and early success.
他经历了一个又快又早期的胜利。
And it's during this time, this military crisis in Israel.
在这个以色列早那个有经历个军队里面的一个危机的时候，
that David finds favor with the nation and overnight becomes a hero.
那大卫呢，他就在这个事情上呢，他得到一个恩宠，然后一夜之间就变成一个英雄。
David literally in one day went from unknown shepherd boy to national hero.
所以大卫他从好像隔了一夜，从一个完全没有人知道的一个牧羊人变成一个国家的大英雄。
And here in Gibeah, in this place of early success,
而在基比亚这个早期他成功的地方里面，
God begins to test David's character.
大卫神就开始来试验大卫的品格，
and begins to test David's servant heart.
而且测验他的这样子一个牧者之心。
You see, blessing tests us differently than adversity.
你知道一个祝福临到的时候给我们的试验跟一个难处给我们的试验是不一样的。
And we often desire and dream of promotion.
我们很多时候都很喜悦，然后梦想得到这样子的一个提升。
And we often think that we'll be able to handle man's approval with great humility.
我们总以为我们可以在人给我们很多的称赞的时候，我们还能够保有一个谦虚的心。
But many times,
但是很多时候
with the blessing of approval and power,
当这样子的一个肯定一个祝福来这么大能临到的时候，
there is a tendency to become intoxicated with pride.
我们很容易都被骄傲所毒害，
and our own value.
在我们的这个本来的那个价值观，
and now our fight is no longer against the enemy.
现在呢我们要打的敌人呢不是在外面的，
But now our fight is in upholding the new image we have.
现在变成呢，我们要怎么样来保有我这个新的形象的一个征战。
And write this verse down, Proverbs 27:2.
把这个箴言二十二章这个经文给解下来。
It says this.
这里这么说。
That a man's heart.
人的心啊。
Is often tested by the praise given to him.
是往往被人的称赞所试验的。
And David passed this test of promotion.
大卫呢也通过了这样子的一个考试。
Because now he is a national hero living in the palace.
是因为现在他已经是国家的英雄，住在王宫的里面。
He's got the king's daughter promised to him in marriage.
他已经得到王的女儿答应要嫁给他。
And David continually goes back and forth.
而大卫王呢，继续的这样子来回。
From Saul's courts to his responsibilities back in Bethlehem with the sheep.
从扫罗的王宫里面回到他自己在伯利恒的那个要牧养的一个工作里面。
Because very early there was something established in David.
因为非常早期在大卫王里面就有这样子的一个建立。
During those early years of isolation and loneliness in Bethlehem.
当他在伯利恒那个很被孤立起来很孤单的日子里面。
His willingness to embrace the process those years as a shepherd in the wilderness.
他这么愿意拥抱着这样子的一个作为一个牧羊人的这样子的一个工作。
Helped to establish a strong foundation in his heart.
使得他在他的心灵里面有一个非常稳固的根基。
That even though now he's been thrust into prosperity and power in the palace.
虽然他现在已经都可以进到这个王宫里面，拥有这么多的财富、名誉的时候，
David still remained humble and tender in his heart.
在他的心灵里面仍然能够持守谦卑温柔。
And here's what David was learning.
那大卫王所要学的是什么呢？
Is that life often alternates.
我们的生命往往是转过来转过去的。
It's like an ebb and flow.
就好像有高高低低。
That life alternates between struggle and promotion.
我们的生命有时候也在一个挣扎以及被提升的里面。
Times of favor and times of difficulty.
有时候我们得到恩宠，有时候又遇到好多困难。
And when we can learn to stay tender and lean on God during times of success,
当我们能够在成功的时候向着神仍然持有一个温柔的心，
Then we will learn how to lean on him during times of difficulty.
那么在我们痛苦困难的日子，我们也会学会怎么样来抓紧神。
Here's the lesson we learn at Bethlehem.
这就是在伯利恒所学的功课。
It's who's really in charge of our lives.
就是谁到底是掌管我们生命的。
So that when promotion comes,
所以当这个提升来到我们的生命里面，
we're not easily steered away by the bright lights and the applause of men.
我们就不容易被那个这么大的光或者是人的掌声以至于让我们失去方向。
Here's the difference between Saul and David.
这就是大卫跟扫罗的不一样。
Saul, unlike David, never learned those lessons.
扫罗就不像大卫，他从来没有学会这些功课。
See, here's the thing about David.
你知道大卫呢有一个特性。
David moved from city to city and lesson to lesson.
大卫他从一个城市去到另外一个城市，学完一个功课，接着下一个功课。
His life was a life of progress and process.
他的生命呢，就是持续的前进，慢慢的一步一步的学习。
But here's an interesting thing about Saul.
而扫罗的奇妙的地方是
，When you read in Chronicles the life of Saul，
如果你去读历代志，读到扫罗的生平的时候
，Saul began his leadership at a place called Gilgal.
这个扫罗是在基甲的地方来得到他的领导的地位。
And as you travel through his life,
如果你阅读他的生平
，you find out that his kingship and his death took place in Gilgal.
你就发现说他的领受作王以及他的死亡都在基甲。
So here's the thing.
这就是
Saul began in Gilgal.
扫罗最开始从基甲开始。
And he ended in Gilgal.
然后结束也在基甲。
In his entire reign.
而在他整一个的管作王的日子里面。
He didn't progress one inch.
他好像连一步都没有前进。
He started in Gilgal.
他从基甲开始。
He died where he began.
他死亡的时候，也就是他开始的地方。
David went city to city.
但是大卫从一个城市去到另外一个城市。
Lesson to lesson.
一个课程又接着另外一个课程。
Saul never moved an inch.
但是扫罗连一寸都没有移动。
The difference between Saul and David was this.
在扫罗与大卫之间的差别是这个。
What Saul refused to learn.
扫罗拒绝去学习的事情。
David chose to embrace.
大卫却拥抱。
You see, Saul started, the scripture says, small in his own eyes.
扫罗在圣经里面说，他自己看自己很卑微的。
And when he was small in his own eyes, he was large in God's eyes, and God promoted him to king.
当他自己看自己很微小的时候，神在神的眼中看他就大，把他变成是做王了。
But here's what the scripture says concerning Saul's end.
可是在圣经里面讲到扫罗的死亡的时候是这么说的。
It says he became large in his own eyes.
他自己在自己的眼中看为大了。
Therefore he became small in God's eyes.
因此神的眼中看他就变成很小了。
But David chose to remain humble.
但是大卫选择继续的谦卑在神面前。
And he chose to embrace the distractions of popularity.
他选择不要受这些人家的外面的那些拥护而影响。
He was promoted because of his faithfulness in small things.
他之所以被提升，是因为他在小事上忠心。
And he passed the test of promotion by remaining humble and small in his own eyes in the midst of incredible popularity.
他之所以能够通过这个考试，就是因为当他成功的时候，他还愿意。在他自己眼中看自己是很小，不受这些群众的拥护所影响。
So now he's passed the test of popularity.
所以现在呢，他已经通过了这些很受人宠爱的那个考试。
So now it's time to move to the third city, to the third lesson.
那么第三个考试，第三个城市。
So here he is sitting at the king's table, popular.
他现在坐在王的席上，非常受欢迎的人。
National hero.
国家的英雄
rock star, as David would say.
就好像李德说的那些摇滚明星。
So what do you do with a national hero and a rock star?
那你作为一个国家英雄，像摇滚明星一样，你该怎么办呢？
When they prove their humility and they pass the test, what do you do with them?
他们已经通过他们这个谦卑的考试，那你要下一步要怎么办呢？
You pick up a spear.And hurl it at their head and try to kill them.
你就拿起这个矛啊，往他们的头上要飙过去，要杀他。
So Saul goes from loving David to being jealous of David to now trying to kill David.
所以扫罗从最开始喜欢大卫，变成嫉妒他，现在变成要杀他。
And David passes the test, runs from Gibeah, and now this third place is not really a place, it's or city, it's kind of a cave.
所以大卫呢，从这个通过这个考试以后呢，从基比亚这个地方就要开始逃到另外一个地方，甚至不是城市，是一个洞。
He ends up living in a cave called Adullam.
他最后呢，就变成要住在一个叫亚杜兰洞的地方。
Now, here's what Adullam means in the Hebrew.
在希伯来文，亚杜兰的意思是什么呢？
Means the place of difficulty.
就是讲到困难之地。
Now, do you think you would question God if he just shifted you from a palace to a cave?
如果你被神这样子从一个王宫一下子就逼到这个洞里面去的话，你会不会对神发出一个疑问？
If I was David and I was out there shepherding the sheep and proving faithful,
如果我是大卫王，我本来在旷野那边，我已经被证明我是很忠心的话。
And God shifted me to a palace.
然后神又把我一下子转到这个王宫里面。
And now I've got all these servants around me, and the king's daughter's going to marry me.
然后我现在有这么多王的仆人在侍奉我，王的女儿要嫁给我。
I would probably think my ship has come in. This is destiny.
我就想说，我的船终于来到了，我终于到我的那个目的地了。
I'd unpack my bags and I would be prepared to stay.
然后我就应该会把我的行李放下来，我就准备停留在这个地方了。
But David wasn't content to stay.
但是大卫王并没有要留在那里为满足。
Because he wanted something more than the applause of men.
因为他 并不以人的掌声为满足。
He wanted the pleasures of God.
他希望得神的喜悦。
So God said, is it really me you want?
然后神就说，是真的吗？你真的就是要我吗？
I wonder if he sort of said to David what Jesus later would say to Peter, do you love me more than these?
我在怀疑他会不会也是这样子跟大卫说，就好像这个耶稣后来像彼得所说的，你爱我比这些更深吗？
You ever wonder what the these are and why he doesn't ever tell us?
你知不知道为什么圣经里面一直说你比我爱我比这些更深吗？这个这些到底是什么东西？为什么他又不告诉我们？
He doesn't tell us because the these mean different things to different people.
因为这些东西可以对不同的人预表不同的东西。
And so David says, yes, I want you more than these.
所以大卫说，是的，我要你胜过这一切。
God says, that's what I wanted to hear because I'm not done with you yet.
那神就跟他说，是的，我要听的答案就是这个，因为我还没有完成在你身上的工作。
I love you and you're doing a good job.
我爱你，你做得很好。
But you're not ready yet to be king.
但是呢，还没有预备好做王。
So David wakes up one morning thinking, I wonder what God's going to do today.
然后这个大卫王醒来的这时候就想说、哦、我想神今天要在我身上做什么呢？
And God says, this is going to be a great day, David. Today, I'll throw a spear at your head.
然后神就告诉他说，大卫，我今天要做一件很棒的事情在你身上，就是我要让一只矛向你的头里飞过去。
Throw you out of the palace.
让你能够离开王宫。
And lead you to a cold, dark, damp cave.
然后把你送到一个又冷又黑又潮湿的一个洞里面。
He leads him to Adullam, the place of difficulty.
他就把他带进去亚杜兰洞那个地方，就是一个困难之地。
Let me ask you, how many of you at times feel like you're in a place of difficulty?
我要问大家，有多少人在我们当中，你曾经经历过？觉得说那是困难之地。
Where are the rest of you hiding out in the palace?
其他人在哪里啊？你们每一个人都在王宫享福吗？
Ah, so you stayed behind, huh?
哦，所以你们都留下来咯。
Shame on you.
啊，好羞耻哦。
If you're in a place of difficulty, you are on track for destiny.
如果你在这个困难之地，你就走对路，是要走进去你的命定。
It's like, how are you doing, brother? I'm doing lousy. Praise the Lord, you're being promoted.
所以呢，如果你人家问你说，哎呀，弟兄啊，你过得怎么样？你说，哎呀，糟透了。你就要说，哎呦，感谢赞美神，因为你正是走在你的这个命定的路上了。
How's your life going for you?
你的生命过得如何啊？
It's a living hell right now.
哎呦，现在简直就是活地狱啊！
That is wonderful. Give me a hug.
这是太棒了，给我一个拥抱。
I feel like I'm living in a cave.
我觉得我简直是活在洞里面一样。
Stop it! I can't take any more. This is so awesome. What's happening?
哦，停止！这个我真的简直是不能够再承受了。这个事发生的事情是太棒了。
We wouldn't do that, would we?
我们会这样做吗？我们不会的，对不对
？Somebody pray for me. I'm holding on.
哎呀，我现在呀，真的是好不容易熬得下去。你找人来为我祷告吧。
I'm in a dark place, a cave right now.
哎呦，我正在那个又黑的地洞里面。
Oh, where is God in all this?
哎呦，神在哪呀
？Who do you think put you in the cave?
你想是谁把你放到洞里面去
？Not a place of punishment.
那不是一个责罚的地方。
Place of privacy.
那是一个独处的地方。
So let's find out what happens in Adullam.
所以我们要来看看到底在亚杜兰洞就发生了什么事情呢？
After this praise and promotion of Gibeah,
在这个基比亚这个又是得赞美又被提升的地方呢？
David loses favor with Saul.
大卫呢就失去在扫罗王面前的恩宠。
And can I tell you that such reversals?
我要告诉大家。这样子的一个转换
often happen to those that God's appointed for greatness.
往往发生在神要给他一个很伟大的尊荣的人的身上。
So what's the lesson in the cave?
所以在这个洞里面的要给我们学习的功课是什么？
Pit stop number three.
就是在第三点的里面。
David learns.
大卫王学到。
He learns to break through in the place of hardship and difficulty.
在一个困难 的里面怎么样能够突破出来。
So, let's just look at this logically for a second. This isn't rocket science.
我们就用很有逻辑性的思考来看这个问题，这个不是什么很高深的学问。
Okay, let me ask you a question. It's not a setup, just an honest question.
我只是要问大家一个很诚实的问题，不是要整大家的哦。
How many of you would like to experience the power of breakthrough in your life?
有多少人愿意经验这个生命中的一个突破。
What about the rest of you? Like, I'm in the palace, leave me alone.
其他的人还是在那个王宫里面说，我在王宫里面，你甭管我。
I am staying here in the palace. If anybody throws a spear, I'll duck, but I'm not leaving.
我住在这个王宫里面，如果谁要向我射矛的话，我也会躲起来，我不要走的。
Okay, so let me see your hand. How many of you would like to experience the power of breakthrough?
有多少人愿意经历这样的一个突破？
Keep it up, keep it up.
大家把手举起来。
How can you experience breakthrough unless you've got something in your life you need to break through?
你怎么能够经历突破？除非你生命中有一些事情你所经验的必须要让你有一个突破。
That's why you're where you are.
这就是为什么你现在身处这个地方。
So he can manifest his power in you and through you.
因为他这样子才能够借由你彰显他的能力，也把你的能力透出去。
God's not trying to ruin you or rain on your parade. He's creating a testimony for His glory.
神并不是要来整你，而是要给你一个荣耀。
So, God tests David now through hardship and difficulty.
因为神就借由这些的困难来试炼大卫。
Now.To make matters worse,
你知道事情更糟的是
God also gives him a few hundred people completely depressed, discouraged, and full of doubt.
神给他几百人，全都是那些又沮丧又有问题的问题人物。
Now, you know the scripture, David mentioned it yesterday.
你知道这个李德昨天所提到的一个经文。
You know the scripture that says...Jesus says, where two or more are gathered, there I am in their midst.
在经文里面说有两三个人奉我的名聚集，我就在他们中间。
And we think that he's in our midst because where two or more are gathered is this potential for glory.
是因为我们就想说，哇，我们两三个人这么聚集的话，这个就是一个能够经验神的荣耀的一个大机会。
No, he needs to be there when two humans gather because if he didn't, they might kill each other.
所以要在当中啊，是因为这两个人同处一个地方呢，如果神不彰显在他们当中，他有两个人互相相杀的。
So what he really says is, where two or more are gathered.
所以说两三个人聚集在中间。
Even those that often gather in my name.
甚至他们是奉我的名聚集。
If I don't show up, they'd probably kill each other.
如果我不彰显在他们当中，说不好他们就互相相杀。
So I have to show up in their midst now.
所以我现在要在他们的当中彰显。
Not so that they'll break through, but to stop them from breaking each other.
我不是要带给他们一个突破，而是让他们不要自己来破碎对方。
So here is David laying on the ground of a cold, dark, damp cave.
在这里我们看见，在这个大卫王他就躺在那个又冷又黑又潮湿的洞里面。
Probably crying out, God, where are you? What are you doing to me? I was in the palace yesterday.
很可能在那里跟神在呼喊说，神你在干嘛？我昨天还在王宫里面呢。
And God says.That's nothing. Wait till I'm going to do next.
神就说这是小事一桩，你等着看吧。
And there's a knock at the door.
然后就有人来敲门了。
And David gets up from the floor and goes to the edge of the cave.
然后这个大卫就起来跑到这个洞的边缘。
And there are several hundred thoroughly depressed people that want to move in.
在那边就等着几百个完全这个沮丧忧郁的人要准备。
I think David must have got slain in the spirit.
我想这个大卫那个时候一定被圣灵击倒。
Well, I think what really happened is he saw all those people and he passed out.
我想的应该真正发生的事情是他看见这么一帮子人，他这简直晕过去了。
See, here, Gibeah tests us with success.
所以基比亚是试炼我们在成功的日子。
But Adullam refines us.
但是亚杜兰是炼尽我们的日子。
With pain and hardship.
借由这些痛苦困难。
There is a great book written by a secular psychiatrist.
有一本书是这个世上写心理学的人写的。
You've probably heard of it. His name is Scott Peck.
可能你们听过他的名字，他叫 Scott Peck.
The book is called this, The Road Less Traveled. Oh, I've heard of it. The Road Less Traveled.
著名就是很少人行的路。
He said there is a road to progress that most of us will not travel on.
他就说那个地方啊，就是要你能够前进的路呢，是最少人会走的。
I'll save you 200 pages of reading and $20. Guess what the road less traveled is.
我要省大家要阅读这么多也省你20块钱，我告诉你那本书讲什么。
He says it's the road of pain.
他就说那条路就是痛苦之路。
That most of us refuse to embrace difficulty and hardship.
我们大部分人都会逃避去走那个困难的路。
Now, here's the interesting thing about Adullam.
但是这里讲到这个亚杜兰洞这个地方很有趣的地方。
It's one thing to live in a cold, dark cave, especially when you just came from the Hilton.
特别你是如果从希尔顿的酒店突然间要你住在一个又冷又黑的洞里面的话
It's another thing to have several hundred thoroughly dysfunctionally depressed people show up
那更糟糕的是竟然有几百个这些完全活在忧郁沮丧里面的人在你的面前显现
Are you ready for this?
大家预备好了吗
Guess how long God kept David and those hundred depressed people in that cave?
你知道神留大卫在这个几百个沮丧的人的洞里面有多长的日子吗
How many of you think it would be difficult to endure 7 minutes in a cave with several hundred thoroughly depressed people?
有没有人想过就算把你留在一个洞里面几分钟的时间跟几百个这种很忧郁沮丧的人在一起都有困难
God kept him there 7 years.
但是神把他留在那个地方七年之久
And the number 7 speaks of divinity.
而七呢是一个神圣的数目之一。
The number 7 means instituted by God. It's the divine number.
这个七就是神自己所命定的一个数字。
So sometimes the very struggles we try to run from.
所以很多时候当我们想要去逃离的事情。
Are really events that have been instituted by God.
事实上是神特别设计要我们做的
and they're to prepare us for the fulfillment of all he's destined for us
他是预备我们要让我们能够成就神已经预备好要我们学习的事情
remember I said if we don't know him during prosperity we'll never know him in adversity
如果我们在丰富的日子不认识神，我们也永远不能够在困难的日子认识神。
But if we don't know him in adversity, we'll never be able to handle prosperity.
如果我们在困难的日子不懂得认识神，我们就不可能知道在怎么样处丰富。
Could you imagine in that cave the level of the critical spirit that would have been in there?
你有没有想象过在这个洞里面的那种很不可思议的那种批评论断的灵在那个洞里面
I mean, you've got several hundred depressed, discouraged people whining 24 hours a day. Why am I here? And...
你这有几百人这种很沮丧的人24小时在那里怨叹说我为什么会在这里
Well, you're supposed to be king, so why don't you get us out of here?
你不是说你应该做王的吗干嘛不把我们带离开这个地方
And what kind of a king are you anyway?
哎呦你到底是什么王啊
You see, if we allow criticism to corrupt us,
如果我们允许这些的批评论断的话来影响腐蚀我们的话
then when praise finally comes, it'll destroy us.
当赞美来到的时候一定会把我们给毁掉
Because our lives and our identity
因为我们的生命我们的自我的认知
would have been established solely on the opinions of the people
就完全是靠着别人怎么看我们呢
I mean if I was David laying trying to sleep at night
如果我是大卫躺在那里想要睡觉
listening to these several hundred depressed people whining
如果但是你听着这几百个那些很忧郁沮丧的人在那里怨命
I probably would have got up from my sleeping bag
我应该就会从我的睡袋里面跑起来了
with my spear in my hand
然后在我手中的矛呢
saying will somebody please shut up number 68 down there or I'll kill him
68号你给我闭嘴不然我就把你给杀了
you know sometimes God actually tests us with the opposite of what He's prophesied over us.
你知道有时候神呢，专门用他已经向我们发出的预言刚刚好相反的情况来试验我们。
Sometimes He tests us.With the opposite of what He's destined for us.
有时候呢，他就是已经用命跟我们已经命定好的事情，刚刚好相反的情况，要来考验我们。
What's prophesied over David is the palace, but now he's in a cave.
啊，对大卫王曾经发出的预言呢，是应该在王宫的，可是现在他在一个洞里面。
What was prophesied over Joseph was a palace, but he gets a pit.
啊，这个。对约瑟而言呢，本来也说是在王宫里面的，可是呢，他却是在这个监囚院里面。
Do you know what pit means? P-I-T.
啊，这个 P-I-T 是什么？是洞里面。
It means prophet in training.
就是先知在训练中。
You see, here's the thing about mistreatment.
所以这个呢，就是我们错待的。
Is in the life of Joseph, Moses, now David.
就是在约瑟在摩西在现在大卫王的身上
Sometimes mistreatment serves as a measuring stick
有时候别人怎么样错待我们变成是一个度量我们的一个杖
It measures how little the meekness we really have
就是要来测量我们到底有多少的谦卑
And we need to free ourselves
然后我们必须要有这样子的自由
from this crazy illusion
从这一切的混乱里面走出来
that we can journey through life never being wrong
以至于我们在人生里面走下去的时候不会走错路
sometimes like Joseph will experience betrayal at the hands of family
就像约瑟有时候他会经历在家人当中的一种背叛出卖
but what does the word of God say concerning Joseph?
但是神在他的话语中讲到约瑟是怎么样说的呢
It says in the Psalms, and God was with Joseph.
在诗篇里面说但是神与约瑟同在
Okay, let me test your Bible knowledge. Are we okay for a quiz?
我们现在要来测验一下大家对圣经的知识。
奖品。Oh, man.
Oh,
man. Let me test your Bible knowledge.
好大家我要测试一下你们的圣经知识。
David, you can't answer. You're exempt.
这个李德不可以回答。
Do any of you know who Malchus is?
谁知道麦基洗德是谁?
Malchus is pretty important. He's in all four Gospels.
你知道在
Okay, let's not fight over it. You're trying to tell her who he is in Chinese, so I won't know and she'll win the prize. Malchus. Let's call him Mike. How do you say Mike in Chinese? Just say Malchus. That's actually his Greek name.
Malchus.
All right, guess who Malchus is?
Malchus is 什么呢？是希伯来文来的。
He's the name, that's the name of the guy whose ear Peter cut off in the garden.
这个是。太可惜，玛丽园彼得把他耳朵给削掉的那个人的名字。
He is so important. He's in all four Gospels, and you don't even know who he is?
这个人在
Shame on you! That's the name of the guy that Peter's ear cuts off. Listen, I don't think Peter was trying to cut his ear off. I think he aimed for his head and he missed.
我想彼得根本不是要砍掉他的耳朵，他是要砍掉他的头，只是他错手了，失手了。
So here's the thing.
所以现在呢
This guy Malchus didn't do anything wrong.
这个叫 Malchus 这个人，他其实没做错什么事儿。
No, but he was there to arrest the Son of God.
但是他是在那里要抓神的儿子。
He didn't know who he was. He's a cop.
他根本不知道神的儿子是谁，他只不过是做一个逮捕的那个警察而已。
All he did was show up for work.
他只是为了他的工作在那里而已。
And he goes into the precinct, goes into the cop shop, cop store.
结果他就跑到这个警察局里面。
And he says, "So, what are we doing today?"
那我们今天是什么任务啊
I said, there's some crazed religious freak out there. We got to go arrest. He's like, okay.
现在有一些这个这个宗教疯狂人士，我们要去抓他。
I said, he wasn't doing anything wrong. He was doing his job.
你知道这个人根本就不是在做什么错事，他
只是执行他的任
务而已。Come on, think about it.
What was he doing wrong? Nothing. He's doing his job. He's got to go arrest a crazy guy in a garden.
他没有做错什么事，他只是要去那个克西马里面抓那个很疯狂的宗教人士。
So he shows up to arrest this man.
所以他在那里出现的时候，只是要抓了这个人。
And one of these crazed, psychotic followers of this cult.
哦，这种异端里面的那个疯狂的跟随者。
Runs at him screaming with a machete.
Machete.
Big one, knife, big knife.
Oh, okay. 结果拿着一个大刀就冲向他。
Is a machete a car? A car. He went to run him over. All right. Isn't translation wonderful? I have no idea what you're saying. You could be preaching a totally different message. And here I am thinking, wow, I'm really breaking through. And you're talking about Elijah or something. More Lord. I'm kidding. No, no, no. Don't do this. Okay, come on back. Come on back, Del.
Okay. Okay. 好了
Next translator. Okay, so he shows up, and Peter cuts his ear off.
所以他来到这个地方执行任务，结果这个彼得要把他的头给砍了。
So they're just
耳朵给砍了。
So they arrest Jesus and they're about to take him away.
所以呢，他们已经要准备把耶稣抓拿带走了。
And Jesus says, "Hold on a second."
耶稣说：“等一下。
”I'm not done yet.
我还没有完成。
I'll go with you in a minute. I just got to do one more thing.
我一定会一下子就跟你走，但是我要把这件事情完成。
He walks over to Malchus, hold on to his head, blood gushing everywhere.
啊，他就去那个 Malchus 的那里，那个时候那个扶着他的耳朵，因为那个血都到处喷了。
Picks up his ear and says, "I think this belongs to you."
把他的耳朵捡起来，想，这个耳朵应该是你的吧。
And goes to put his ear back on.
就把他的耳朵给放回去了。
Now, if I was Malchus.
如果我是 Malchus 的话
I probably would have said, are you kidding me?
我大概会跟他说你在开玩笑吧
I just show up to do my job.
我只是在这里要执行任务而已
And one of these guys that claims to follow you,
这个其中一个说是跟随你的人
tries to cut my head off, I got kids at home.
谁要把我的头给砍了我家有还有小孩呢
What kind of a messiah are you?
你这是什么救世主啊
Is this what this Christianity is all about?
难道这就是你们所说的基督教吗
Is this love that you preach to people?
这就是你所说的爱人吗
That when somebody disagrees with you, you try to kill them?
如果有人不跟你不同意了你这个把人给杀了
No, you know what? Take my ear and leave.
哎呀算了你就拉着我的耳朵你给我走吧
I don't want anything to do with you and your religion.
我才不要跟你的宗教沾上任何边。
Jesus says, "Permit me, or would you allow me to do this?"
Ah, 这个耶稣说允许我吧，我你可以允许我做这件事吗
？And he heals him.
他就医治他了。
And then he leaves, arrested.
他就离开，他就啊被自己被逮捕。
Now, here's the thing about handling criticism and adversity.
这就是关于我们怎么样处理这些别人的批评，我们的逆境的时候。
And the fact that we're crazy if we think we'll journey through this life without ever having people attack us.
如果我们想说我们能够经历我们的人生啊，从来不会有人来攻击我们，真的是疯了。
It's one thing if a bad man tries to hurt you.
如果是一个坏人想要伤害你呢，那还说得过去。
It's another thing if a good person gone bad tries to hurt you.
但是如果是一个好人做坏事要来害你呢这就是另外一回事。
It's really hurtful when a good person who's still good tries to hurt you.
当一个人他都还是好人的时候想要伤害你那更是让人伤心。
What do you do when a godly, anointed, called person who's still godly, still anointed hurts you?
如果说是一个又属神 又有恩膏的人，他都还是属神，又还在很有恩膏的情况之下伤害你呢？
Here's the thing about that story.
这就是那个故事。
Nowhere in Scripture.
啊，挪亚在圣经里面从来没有讲到这个。
Nowhere in the entirety of the New Testament.
整一个新约里面都没有提到。
And nowhere in history.
在历史里面也没有提过。
Do we ever hear of Peter coming back and saying sorry?
彼得有没有再回来说对不起？
Peter never said sorry.
彼得没有回来再说对不起。
But 40 days later, he's the most anointed man and he's preaching on the day of Pentecost.
但是四十天以后，他是那个最有恩膏，在五旬节里面在那里传讲信息的人。
I wonder what Malchus would have felt if he was standing in the crowd that day watching this man anointed now preaching.
我在想，如果 Malchus 当时也在那里站在那里看这个现在被恩膏的那个人在讲到的时候，他会想什么？
You see, here's what Malchus probably did.
我想这个 Malchus 有可能这样子做。
He let it go.
他就算了。
And sometimes,
有时候
we spend our entire life,
我们会花费我们的一生
holding on to offense and hurt,
抓住那些受伤。那种被人伤害的感觉。
Waiting for someone to come back and ask for forgiveness.
希望有人来回来跟我们说对不起。
That probably never will.
也许这个永远不发生。
You see, your breakthrough is not about them saying sorry.
你知道你的能够突破，并不是因为他们来跟你道歉。
It's about you getting up and going on, whether they ever do or don't.
然后是。完全在乎于你自己要再起来，不管他们做什么。
Here's what's happening to David and Adullam.
在大卫在亚杜兰这个是发生在他身上的事情。
He's got several hundred men depressed, discouraged, and probably very critical.
在这个亚杜兰洞里面那几百个很忧郁非常没有很挫败，然后。很爱批评的人在一起。
And rather than allowing the critical spirit to come upon him and take it personally,
他与其让人家这种那么爱批评的灵来影响他，
David carried on with the prophecy and the promise over his life in spite of what was around him.
他就抓住这个在他身上的预言应许，而不管别人。怎么说？不管环境如何。
And what was the effect that David's attitude and heart had on these several hundred dysfunctional men?
那么大卫王的这个态度以及他的心对这一群人会有什么影响呢？
His heart and attitude shifted their atmosphere.
他的心，他的态度会影响到这一群人的一个气氛，整个属灵空气。
When you look at verse 2 of the chapter,
如果你在读那段经文里面的第二节的时候
And the chapter is 1 Samuel 22
是撒母耳记上22章
Here's what it says about these crazy dysfunctional men that showed up
这里讲到这一群很疯狂很没有办法运作的人
It says that they became the mighty men of God
讲到他们成为神大能的勇士。
What makes you mighty and anointed and powerful and able to shift atmospheres?
什么事情能够使你成为一个大能、有恩膏、能够改变环境的人呢？
It's when you choose, willingly choose,
就是当你有一个愿意的心去选择
to remove yourself from any bitterness or offense.
就是当你自己愿意从这些的别人的给你的伤害那种苦毒里面走出来的时候
Even though everybody around you tells you you have the right to that because you've been wronged
也许在周围的人每一个人都告诉你说你有权利这么样反应因为你被人家错待了
And you choose to get up and go on
但是你选择就起来继续往前走
All of us haveheroes, people that we consider to be very wise.
我们的生命中啊，大家都会有自己的英雄，你所认为觉得非常有智慧的人。
When this wise individual speaks, we always listen.
当这个很有智慧的人讲话的时候，你一定听的。
How many of you have sort of a wise person you look up to as a mentor?
有多少人你觉得在你生命中是有这么一个很有智慧的作为你导师的人？
I have a mentor I look up to.
我自己有一个这样子的一个带领人。
And most of the times when this individual speaks, there's so much life wisdom that comes out of him.
大部分的时间当他一说话的时候都有很多生命的智慧从他的口中出来。
He's a very, very wise individual.
是一个非常有智慧的人。
His name's Rocky Balboa.
他名字叫做 Rocky Balboa.
Rocky, Sylvester Stallone. Rocky? Rocky the movie, Rocky? Sylvester, Sylvester Stallone, Rocky?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Rocky, yeah, Rocky. Rocky the movie.
The movie.
How could you not know who Sylvester Stallone is? All right, we'll watch the movie tonight. Rambo. Okay, Rambo.
Okay. 这个演第一滴血的那个南波。
But this is Rambo, who's the boxer, Rocky.
Okay. Anyway,
don't worry about it. It just went right over your head there.
It's
gone in translation now. Anyway, here's one of the things I love about Rocky. The guy you don't know. Is in one of the movies, I think it's like Rocky 28 or something. Like,
这个电影可能叫做 Rocky 28.
Now, it's the last Rocky movie that was made.
就是最后一个 Rocky movie, 他拍的一个电影。
Rocky is giving advice to his son.
这个 Rocky, 这个人呢他就是给他的儿子一些劝言。
And here's what he says.
他就这么说。
He says, life will beat you to your knees if you let it.
这个生命啊会把你击倒。到你要跪下来的地步，如果你容许他的话。
But it's not how hard you get hit and get knocked down.
但是并不是你被怎么样被猛力啊给打了。
But it's how hard you get hit, get knocked down, get back up, and keep moving forward.
而是你被击打了，击倒了，你怎么样再爬起来，再继续往前走。
And here's what David learned to do in that cave.
大卫所学习的在这个洞里面的就是这个功课。
Because he got knocked down a lot.
他真的常常会被击倒。
He just chose not to stay there.
他只是选择不停留在那个地方。
But he got back up.
但是他再起来了。
And he kept moving forward.
他继续的往前走。
And when David chose, in spite of his surroundings, to keep moving forward.
当大卫选择不管他周围的环境怎么样，他就一直往前走。
Then these dysfunctional men transformed into mighty men of God.
这些都本来不能够正常运作的人呢，他们全部变成神大能的勇士。
So you know how I said that anointing empowers you to shift atmospheres?
记不记得说这个恩膏啊，给你能力，能够把周围的属灵空气给改变了。
Can I tell you what else will empower you to shift an atmosphere?
我可不可以告诉你另外一个怎么样能够让你把周围的属灵空气给改变呢
？Is patience and persistence under trials？
就是在困难之中，你怎么样忍耐坚持
？So David passes the test at this third place called Adullam.
所以大卫王也经过通过这个考验，在第三个地方叫亚杜兰这个地方。
And in Second Samuel chapter 2 verse 1，
这个。撒母耳记下二章第一节。
The Lord now moves him from Adullam to a city called Hebron.
神就把他从亚杜兰这个地方呢搬到叫希伯伦的地方。
And Hebron is this.
希伯伦是这样。
It is the beginning of prophetic purpose.
就是预言开始的一个地方。
Because Saul has finally died.
因为那个时候扫罗终于死了。
And all the men are rejoicing that Saul's dead.
大家都在那里为了扫罗的死亡而高兴。
And the whole nation is ready to make David king.
整个国家都预备好了拥戴大卫为王。
And they share their plans with David. Saul's gone. This is it. This is the prophetic moment was talked about. Now you can be king.
然后他们就来跟大卫分享说：“哇，这个大卫扫罗已经死了，这个就是我们等待已久的时刻，你现在可以做王了。”
And David doesn't jump at the opportunity.
大卫并没有马上都跳进去这样的机会里面。
But he says, I know what the prophecy is.
我知道向我所发的预言是什么。
I'm just not sure if this is the season and the time for that prophecy.
我只是不确定现在是不是这个时间那个季节做成就这个预言。
He says to all those men, "Let me seek the Lord."
他就跟这一群人都说，让我来先寻求神。
Guess how long it has been now since Samuel first anointed him to be king?
你猜猜看，从撒母耳恩高他做王到现在已经多久的时间？
It has been 13 years.
13年的时间。
7 years of wandering in this cave.
七年在这个洞里面流浪。
David shows his heart.
大卫显出他的心。
Is that his heart is more towards God's plans than his own desire and prophecy.
他的心向着神的计划远远过于他自己生命中的一个预言。
And everybody wants him to take the entire nation and be king. I mean, that's the prophecy. Nothing wrong with that.
大家都希望他就要来做王了。事实上这也是在他生命中曾经被预言的事情，也好像没有错。
So he says, God, what do you want?
但是他就跟神说，你想要什么呢？
God said, David, stay here in Hebron.
然后神就跟他说，留在这里，希伯伦的地方。
Okay, you're ready to become a leader. You're ready to be promoted now.
你已经预备好要做王，预备好要做 领导了。
But I only want you right now to have authority in Hebron.
但是我现在呢，只希望你在希伯伦这个地方拥有这个权柄。
And if you look at the entire nation of Israel,
如果你看到整一个以色列这个国家呢，
the city of Hebron represented 1/12 of the total nation.
希伯伦这个城市只代表了1/12整个国家。
They want him to take the nation.
他们希望他要把整个国家都给占领。
Nothing wrong with that. He's got a prophecy to take the nation.
好像也没有错啊，因为他已经得到这样子的先知性的预言，说他应该要得到整个国家的。
But to settle in Hebron only gives him authority of 1/12 of the nation.
但是留在希伯伦这个地方呢，只给他拥有到十二分之一这个国家的地方。
Guess how long God kept David in charge of 1/12 of the nation.
猜猜看，神让大卫他做王在希伯伦这个地方多长的时间？只是十二分之一的国家。
Another 7 years.
又在七年的时间。
7 years he stays there.
他留在那个地方七年。
So what is the lesson of Hebron?
所以希伯伦的功课是什么呢？
Hebron is the place where you sharpen your discernment.
希伯伦是一个能够让你的分辨能力被磨尖锐的地方。
And in spite of a prophecy, you learn to wait for God's perfect timing.
不管这个预言跟你所说的是什么，你都要学习等候神完美时间来到。
Because here's what David had learned the past 13 years.
因为这就是大卫他在过去13年里面所学习的功课。
Not to allow the prophecy.
不要允许这样的预言。
And not to allow the image and opinion of the people about him.
也不要允许别人怎么样看你。
To motivate him.
来作为一个推动力。
But his agenda was surrendered to God's timing.
而他自己的生命里面永远就是完全向着神，是全然的顺服降服的。
And here's what David learned at Hebron.
大卫在希伯伦的地方学到这个功课。
He learned to be content in the place of partial fulfillment.
他就是为着他只部分被成就的预言而满足。
And partial fulfillment can at times be painful.
有时候这个只是部分成就的预言，有时候也会带给人痛苦的。
You see, it's easy to pass the test of Bethlehem sometimes, isn't it? And be faithful in the little things.
有时候呢，要经过这个在小事上忠心，伯利恒这么一个试炼呢，好像还容易。
I mean, you might even be strong enough to pass the test of Gibeah and you can deal with promotion and success.
也许呢，你坚强的程度呢，甚至让你可以能够通过在基比亚这一个在被提升的成功的日子。
And maybe you could even get through Adullam and you know how to deal with and break through adversity.
甚至呢，你也可能能够通过在亚都兰这样子一个能够突破逆境的一个考试。
But Hebron is the place where most people stumble.
但是呢，希伯伦往往是大部分人在那个地方被卡住了。
Because they try to grab too quickly the invitation around them.
因为他们 太快的要去抓住周围人的邀请。
And God is not obligated to provide grace.
神并不是义务的要提供恩典。
In the place He hasn't called you to.
如果那个不是他要你去的地方。
You remember Jesus had performed a few miracles and the people wanted to make Him king by force?
记不记得耶稣曾经行几个神迹以后，那些人想要用强力的来逼使他做王呢？
He just walked right through the crowd.
耶稣就从那个人群中走出去了。
Because it wasn't time for him to be king, he was content with the timing of God, even if it meant living in partial fulfillment.
因为他知道那个不是神的时间，他就愿意为着那个只是部分实现的预言而满足。
But here's what Hebron does.
但是在这里希伯伦做了什么事呢？
It prepares you for that final fifth city and final fifth lesson.
也就是预备好你最后的这个成功，最后的那个城市。
Because after 7 years, David moved from Hebron to Zion.
因为在七年的时间，大卫就从希伯伦搬到锡安。
And in 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 10.
这个撒母耳记下五章。
David arrives at Zion. You know what Zion means?
大卫就到了锡安，锡安知道是什么意思吗？
It's the place of fulfilled promise.
这个就是一个神应许成就之地。
It's been 20 years now since that original promise and anointing from Samuel.
到这个时候，从撒母耳给他这个预言，到这个时候已经20年的时间。
And finally, the day of promise and the day of promotion is here.
终于，这个应许那个成就之日来到了。
Now.I don't want you to turn there, but let me tell you what verse 10 says of chapter 5.
我不要你们翻去那里，不过我要告诉你在第五章第十节那里说什么。
This is the most powerful thing that could ever be said of a man or woman of God.
这个是对于一个属神的人而言，是神对他所做出最有力的一个评语。
The scripture says this, and David...went on to be great because the Lord was with him.
在大卫日渐强盛，因为耶和华万军之神与他同在。
David went on to be great because of his commitment, the timing, process, and preparation.
大卫王能够这样子日继续的强盛，因为他是委身于神的时间，他的目的。他的预备。
Why did God now give him the entire nation?
为什么现在神要把整个国家都给他了呢？
Because after the other four cities,
因为经过其他四个城市之后，
David now would minister out of brokenness and humility.
现在大卫就能够以一个曾经被破碎又一个谦卑的心来服侍。
And brokenness and humility produces confidence in the Lord.And it enables us to receive the anointing.
一个曾经被破碎，一个谦卑的心，就预备好我们在神面前能够承载神给我们的恩膏来服侍。
But if we attempt to shortcut that process,
如果我们想要走短路，走超小路，捷径。
I've already been 14 years, God. I paid my dues. I'm stepping in now.
我已经花了14年的时间了，我应该已经付上我的代价，我现在就要进到那个应许之地了。
If we attempt to arrive at our prophecy or promise illegitimately,
如果我们想要不合法的进到我们这一个神给我们的预言应许的地的时候呢，
then we will not flow with power and grace.
我们就没有办法在神的大能与恩典中前进。
But we will strive to maintain the position of power we just took.
我们就会一直是紧抓着我们自己要回来的那个能力。
You see, when we shortcut the process,
当我们想要走捷径，不要经过这一切的过程的时候，
we place ourselves in a position God has not yet called us to.
我们就会让我们进到一个神还没有要我们进去的那个地步。
And like Saul, we end up becoming consumed with insecurity.
就好像扫罗，他最后就变成是被他自己的不安全感所消耗。
And because of that fear and insecurity,
因着这样子的不安全感，
we now spend all our energy protecting our territory.
然后我们就把我们的一生的精力就耗费在保有我们自己的地图。
And then our lives become riddled with anxiety.
我们的生命就变成是在那个焦虑中度过。
I know so many ministers.
我知道有很多的服侍神的人。
Who outwardly look so anointed.
他们外面看起来好有恩膏。
But inwardly are bound by fear and insecurity.
但是在里面却充满恐惧不安全感。
Scared of losing the thing that they have.
害怕失去他们已经拥有的东西。
But when you pass through these stages,
但是如果你经历过这些每一个阶段，
when you commit yourself to this preparation and process,
当你自己能愿意委身在这些的过程的里面，
when you become fully lost into intimacy and relationship with God,
当你在神的同在亲密关系里面失去自己的时候，
and you lose your identity and gain His,
当你自己失去自我，为着完全拥有神的时候，
You're able to walk and live in peace and rest.
你就可以活在平安、爱、自由的里面。
You're not scared about losing anything.
你就不用害怕会失去任何东西。
Because the revelation you have is it was never yours to begin with.
因为你所得到的那个启示是根本远远超过你最开始。哦，那个原来不是你的东西。
That you were never called to own it.
那也不是神要叫你拥有它的。
You were simply chosen to manage what He owned and He lent to you.
唯一你要有的就是神要你有的东西。
And it is really, really liberating.
这个实在是带给我们极大的释放。
When you come to that place in your life.
当你进到这样的地步，在你的生命里面。
When you've embraced the stages, the cities, the lessons.
当你愿意拥抱这样子每一个的阶段每一个的城市
and you don't have anything to prove anymore.
那你就再也不需证明自己些什么东西
and you're not scared of what people will take from you because you realize you own nothing.
你也不需要害怕别人从你生命中夺走什么东西因为你什么东西也没有
because your life was bought with a price.
因为你的生命是神用重价所买赎的
and that's not bondage, that is true freedom.
那个不是一个捆锁，是一个真自由。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's all stand.
好，我们一起站起来为大家祷告。
I think I got through the introduction of what I wanted to share today.
我想我想要分享的事情，终于把这个引言给介绍完了。
I tell you, there is so much welling up in my heart of what I.Just sense God wants to say and do with you.
我真的是感觉到神要我跟大家说的东西，在我里面是这样子一直的涌出来。
This is an awesome, awesome time for you.
现在这个时间是一个非常棒、非常棒的时间。
If you're going through difficulties right now,
如果目前你经历一些困难
，or you're going through some trials right now,
如果你现在经历一些的艰难
，I don't think we should rejoice in the trial we're in.
我想我们不至于说应该要在苦难中在那里很享受它。
I don't think that's humility. I think it's just stupid.
我想这不是一个谦卑的态度，而是一个愚蠢的态度。
I lost my job and got in a car accident. That's just wonderful. Praise the Lord.
哦，我又失去我的工作，我又遇上车祸。啊，这个实在是太棒了，赞美神。
That's not humility.
这不是谦卑。
Well, it is. It's a false humility, which is actually pride.
也可以说是一个假谦卑，就事实上是骄傲。
But I think what we should do.
但是我想我们应该做的是。
Is not rejoice in the circumstance.
不是在这个环境里面高兴欢喜。
But rejoice in Him.
是因为在神的里面要高兴欢喜。
And rejoice in the reality that no matter what we're facing.He is in control.
是为着说，不管我们遇到多大的难处，神都掌权。
And He's able to make all say all.
我们是因为他能够使万事
all things work together for good.
他能够使万事都互相效力。
He doesn't say all things are good.
他没有说所有事情都是好的。
But he can make all things work together for good for those that love him.
但是他可以使万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
So we don't rejoice in our trials.
所以我们不会在我们这个困难中来喜乐。
But we rejoice in what God is able to build in us as we endure it.
但是我们会喜乐，因为神在我们里面所建造的，让我们能够忍耐得到。
So I want to pray for you.
我要为大家祷告。
If you're in a difficulty right now, whatever it is, or some trial, I want you just to raise your hand.
如果你现在正在面临一些的困难，请你举手。
Now I'm going to ask some of the leaders, those that are not in a trial.
我想要请这些，做领导人，但是自己呢还没有在遇到难处的人。
To go and pray for those that are.
去为这些正在面临难处的人来祷告。
So, if your hand's not raised and you're not in a trial, I want you to go and minister to those that are.
所以如果你的手没有举起来，你没有在困难当中，我希望你去为那些举手有困难的人祷告。
Not so that they'll change your atmosphere and now you get in a trial.
并不是让他们来改变你。你的属灵环境让你变成在这个困难的里面。
But that you'll shift their atmosphere and empower them to endure.
而是你要改变他们的属灵环境，让他们有能力去能够忍耐。
Because here's where we're all are at in life.
你知道我们每一个人在生命里面都经历这样的事情。
You're in one of three places.
你应该不是在这个就是在那个位置。
You're either in a trial,
要么你就是在困难当中。
Or you're going into one,
要不然你就是正在要走向一个困难的环境。
Or you just came out of one and are getting ready for the next.
要不然你就是刚刚从一个困难环境里面走出来。
Either way, you're in trouble.
不管如何，你都是在困难当中。
The truth is God's creating testimonies.
真理说
You're supposed to be in a trial. Stay there and be quiet. Put your hand up.
真理说神正在我们的困难环境当
Okay, Dave, Pastor, Keith, Pastor, all you guys, you're like, man, I'm in a trial. I'm hiding. You're not in a trial. I want us to begin to minister to these people.
这个牧师不是在困难当中，所以请为这些正在困难环境的人
And I want you just begin to worship the Lord right now. We just want to pray for you.And minister to you. You're not in this because something's wrong. You're in this because something's right.
我们就要为你祷告，因为你在这个困难当中，并不是因为你做错什么事情，而是你做对了什么事情。
You're in this because God's not done with you yet.
你之所以在这样子的环境里面，是因为神还没有完成他在你身上的工作。
You're in this because He's just starting something.
你之所以在这样的环境里面，是因为神正在开始一个工作。
And I want to encourage you and tell you why He lets you go into this trial.
我想要告诉你，为什么神会允许你进入这样的困难呢？
Because He's preparing you for anointing and preparing you for something greater.
因为他要预备你有更大的恩膏，进入更大的事工。
And if He's preparing us for anointing, it means He can trust us.
如果他是预备我们，让我们有这样子的恩膏，是因为他能信任我们。
And that is the greatest thing God could ever say over us is where He says to His Son, "Look at that person down there. See them? I can trust them with my anointing."
对于神对我们来讲，是最棒的事情，是神跟他的儿子说：“我的儿子，我能够信任这个人到一个地步，是给他。”你的恩膏。
If you're in a trial, it's because He trusts you.
如果你在困难当中，是因为他信任你。
And if He trusts you, that's real power.
如果他真的信任你，就是一个真的能力。
Anybody can rejoice and worship when everything's going great.
当这个每样事情都美好顺利的时候，要敬拜赞美是很容易的。
But when everything is going wrong and you stand strong.
但是当每样事情都好像不对的时候，你仍然坚守。
That's real faith.
这就是真信心。
That's real maturity.
这就是真的成熟了。
That's real maturity.
这是真的成熟。
That's real faith.
真信心。
It's who you are when no one's looking.
当没有人看的时候，那才是真正的你。
It's what you're willing to become when everything is against you.
当每一个事情都与你反对的时候，那是真正的你。那个是信心。
That's maturity.
那是成熟。
That's the definition of breakthrough.
那就是突破的一个定义。
That's breakthrough.
那是突破。
When you endure what you're in, that's breakthrough.
当你忍耐着你自己所在的一切的环境里面的时候，那就是一个突破。
You can't break through if there's nothing to break through.
如果你根本没有什么事情需要你去突破的话，那叫什么突破？
And the Lord would say to you this afternoon that He is not angry with you.
今天神要跟你说，他不是在生你的气。
He is not punishing you.
他也不是在惩罚。
His pleasure is over you.
他喜悦你。
He's excited over you.
他为你而感到高兴。
He rejoices over you, Amos says, with dancing.
在亚摩斯书的里面说，他喜欢你到一个地步，他跳舞。
He is proud of you.
他为你感到骄傲。
He stands from the throne and announces to all of heaven, "See that person down there? That's my boy, and I am really pleased with him."
他站在他的宝座，在天上，在那里说：“你看到我的孩子吗？我真喜悦他。”
See that girl down there, who's broken and is crying but standing. That's my girl.
你看到那个女孩吗？她站在那里，她破碎，她哭泣。哦，但是那是我的孩子。
Did your daddy ever look in your eyes and say with a loud voice, "I am so proud of you"?
你有没有记得你的父亲曾经眼看着你，跟你说，我真是以你为荣。
Because your daddy in heaven is saying that over you now.
因为你在天上的父亲正在跟你说。
He says, "My pleasure within me for you is so strong, I gotta blow heaven apart and release this."
我在我里面对你的喜悦这么的强烈，我简直就是要爆炸在天上来向。
He says, "If I don't violently right now tear open the heavens, I'm going to blow up here right in heaven because I am so full of pleasure for my children."
他说，如果我不这个强力的这样子打开来，让大家知道我这么爱你的话，这个在天上都要爆炸出来了，因为在我里面是这样子强烈的这样子的爱。
You might say, "But God, you have no idea what I did. I made a mistake."
但是也许你就跟神说，神，你简直就不知道我做了什么事情，我犯了什么错。
That's where God's amnesia kicks in. He says, "I can't remember."
这个就是神要跟你说的。
He says, "I have no idea."
我真的不记得。
I have no idea what you're talking about.
我真的不记得你到底在说什么。
But God, I did this and I did this. He says, "It's no use telling me. I'll forget again in a few seconds."
你可能一直跟神说，哎呀，神，你不知道我做了这个，我做了这个。神说，哦，在几秒钟我又不记得了。
He says, "I can't remember what you did because I'm so consumed with how I feel about you right now."
神说，我实在不能够记得你做什么事情，因为我真是被我对你的爱完全的给消化掉了。
He says, "Even if a mother, could a mother forget the name of the one she nursed?"
母亲也能忘记吃奶的婴孩。
He says, "No, but even if she could."
他说不能够，但是即便有的话。
He says to the prophet Isaiah, "I could never forget you."
他跟以赛亚先知说，我却不忘记你。
Because your name is inscribed in the palms of my hand.
因为你的名字写在我的手心。
You see those nails that nailed Christ to the cross.
你知道这些钉耶稣的钉子。
Those nails weren't just piercing his flesh.
这些钉子并不只是钉在他的肉体上。
They were tattooing his flesh.
而是在他的肉体上纹身了。
Because those nails were writing names on the palms of his hands.
因为在这些的钉子 是在他的手心上面写上一个一个的名字。
And the Father, even in glory, still to this day, has not allowed the holes in his hands to be healed.
而我们的父在他的这么极大的荣耀里面，直到今天都没有让这样子的一个钉痕的手来复原。
Because those holes are a continued reminder to Jesus.
因为这个钉痕的手一直的来提醒耶稣。
Of the names that were being tattooed on his palm with every stroke of the hammer.
在他的手心里面，那个名字以及那些的每一个锤子打下去的钉子。
So now Jesus spends his entire time.
所以耶稣他把他所有的时间
before the throne of God,
在主的宝座前
ever living to make intercession on our behalf.
永远的在那里为我们来代求。
That is his love.
那就是他的爱。
And that is your worth and value.
那就是你的工作，你的价值。
That is your worth and value.
就是你所配得的，你的价值。
That is your worth and value.
就是你所，你的价值。
Just receive from him.
就从他领受。
Receive.
就领受。
Allow His grace.
容许他的恩典。
His love and His purposes for what you're going through.
他的恩典，他的目的，借由你。
Let it minister to you.
来服侍你。
Let it strengthen you.
来坚固你。
This is not the end; it's only the beginning.
这不是一个结束，只是一个开始。
This is I have bought me.Christ, you are mine.
我以重价买赎你，你是属于我的。
Jesus was beaten, whipped, and tortured beyond being recognized anymore as a human.
耶稣被鞭打到一个地步，人都认不出他来。
He didn't even look like a man anymore. It was like a chunk of meat on a wooden pole that said they didn't even recognize him.
他甚至已经体无完肤，不像人形，只是一坨肉被挂在十字架上。
And yet the scripture says it was the joy set before him that he endured that cross.
而经文告诉我们说，是因为摆在他前面的喜乐，让他能够忍受这个十字架。
What could possibly give anybody joy in experiencing that?
有什么东西能够让人在经历这样子的一切而有喜乐呢？
What gave him that joy was your name.
给他喜乐的是你的名字。
Went to the cross.
在十字架。
Because you were worth it.
因为你配的。
Because he saw you.
因为他看见你。
Because he knew you before you were.
因为你都还没有出生，他就知道了。
And he said, Father, I could call thousands of angels and deliver myself right now.
他说，父啊，我可以差遣千万的天使来释放我。
But I won't do it.
但是我不会这样做。
Because in a couple of thousand years,
因为在几千年之后
it's going to be a whole group of Chinese people in Chicago that are going to need what I'm about to do.
有成千的中国基督徒在芝加哥这个地方，他需要我现在所要做的事情。
And their life, their calling, their destiny depends on my suffering right now.
而他们的生命、他们的呼召、他们的命定，完全都基于我现在所要承受的一切的痛苦。
So he said, "Bring it on, Father. I'm ready."
所以他就说：“父神啊。”
Because those people in Chicago in 2,000 years.
承受。因为在两千年以后，在芝加哥的这群中国人
，They're going to be worth it all.
他们就配得我这样子上十字架。
That's why you're going through what you're going through.
这就是为什么现在你会经历你所经历的一切。
That's why he went through what he went through.
这也是为什么他会经历他要经历的一切。
Because you are worth it.
因为你配的。
Because you are worth it.
因为你配的。
And he can't and won't give up on you.
他不会。不会放，他没有办法，他也不会放弃。
So don't you give up on you.
你自己也千万不可以放弃。
Don't give up on you.
不要放弃你自己。
Because as you needed his endurance 2,000 years ago.
因为你如果需要他两千年前这样子的一个忍受。
God is preparing you to thrust you into places.Where you'll meet people that will need what you were willing to endure now.
神需要你，他信任你，要使用你现在忍受这一切，而去到一个他要差遣你去的地方的人的里面。
So I want you just to begin to say, "I'm worth it."
我希望你现在就开始说，我配的，我真的配的。
I am really worth it.
我真的配得。
My heavenly daddy is so proud of me.
我天上的父亲这么的以我为傲。
He's not angry at me.
他不生气我。
He's promoting me.
他在提升我。
He's preparing me.
他在预备我。
He's preparing me.
他在预备我。
Because I'm worth it.
因为我是配得的。
I am valued in his eyes.
我在他的眼中是有价值的。
And he needs me.
而他需要我。
And the world around me needs me to endure.
而这个世界在我的周围的人，他们需要我现在的忍耐。
Because there are atmospheres I need to shift.
因为我需要来影响周围的属灵的空气。
There are miracles I need to release.
我需要释放那样的神迹。
There are bandages and bondages I need to break off of people.
我需要把人生命里面的捆绑绷带给解开。
There's the sick I need to heal and the dead I need to raise.
我有需要我为他们祷告得医治的人也要让我去把死人从死里复活。
You are unique.
你很独特的。
And there is someone somewhere at some time you'll touch.
是有些人在某一个地方你就会触摸到他。
And their life will be transformed because you endured.
他们的生命会被改变因为你忍耐。
Because you've got a new set of eyes.
因为你有一个新的眼睛。
Because you've got a revelation that you weren't going through what you were going through because of his anger, but because of his pleasure, he's preparing you because he's called you.
因为你得到一个新的启示，你之所以经历现在的这一切，不是因为他生气你，而是他在预备你。
Life will beat you to your knees if you let it.Life will beat you to your knees if you let it.
如果你容许生命来击打你，他会把你击倒到跪下来。
It doesn't matter how hard you get hit and knocked down.
但是不，并不在乎你被多重的打击。
It's how hard you get hit and knocked down.
而是在于说你被打得多重，
打下去。Get back up and keep moving forward.
又站起来，又继续的往前走。
Keep moving forward.
继续往前走。
Because that's how winning is done.
因为这就是赢得胜利的路。
Cowards quit.
这些懦夫他们就要退缩了。
And that ain't you. That's not you.
但是你不是。
You're bigger than that.
你比这个更大。
You're bigger than that.
你比这个大多了。
The shifting of atmospheres happen in many ways.
我们要改变一个属灵空气呢，是有很多的方法的。
And the Lord is doing a shifting of atmosphere here right now.
而神在我们的当中呢，正在转换这样子的一个属灵空气。
The shifting atmospheres will come sometimes by the release of His truth.
有时候借由神真理的释放来改变这样的一个属灵空气。
And sometimes the shifting of the atmosphere comes as we respond in faith, as our faith is being stirred.
有时候借由我们的信心被搅动了，来转变这样的一个属灵空气。
The shifting atmosphere also sometimes takes time.
有时候这样属灵空气呢的改变呢是需要一点时间的。
And it comes with persistence and patience.
是需要我们的很久忍耐。
And I believe the Lord is doing a deep work here.
我相信神在我们的当中在做一个非常深的工作。
Because this is a very significant seed that He's planting. It's a very significant work that has that has been initiated.
因为这个是一个非常特殊的一个种子，神正在种下。
And that's why there's a shifting of atmospheres here.
所以为什么有一个属灵空气的转换在我们的当中？
And this shifting will influence many, many territories beyond what we have here.
这样的一个转换呢，会影响到很多不同的地域区域的。
I'd like to encourage all of us to be patient and to stand before the Lord.
我鼓励大家在神面前要忍耐，站在主的面前。
I know a lot of us sometimes long for those meetings where you see a lot of fanfare, a lot of circus, and rolling on the floor, crying and screaming.
我知道很多人都很喜欢，有时候看到那个聚会里面有很多有人打滚尖叫啊，很多这是好像在马戏团那样子的样子。
And those are good in their own rights. The Lord has a time and a place for them.
这些也是很好的，但是神都有他自己特定的时间做特定的事。
The Lord has an agenda here, and He's moving in a much deeper way. He's moving in a much more genuine way.
但是呢，神在我们当中有他自己的心意，他正在做一个更深的一个工作。
Many of you have been called in the prophecy to become soldiers in the last decade, 10 years, 15 years, 17 years, 18 years.
有很多的人呢，被呼召做这个勇士。在语言当中被说，在过去的十年的日子的里面。
So this is a long journey, and it's a deep work the Lord is doing. It is not a short-lived little fireworks.
这个是一个很长的旅程，并不是好像那个放烟火这么一个很短的时间的。
So let's continue to just ride deep into the Lord's ocean. See, takes us deep into the ocean.
所以让我们都进到神这个更深的海洋的里面。
Earlier today, the Lord has given me an understanding through a revelation of what He's doing here right now.
今天早晨早一些的时候，神给我一个启示。让我知道神在我们当中到底要做什么事情。
He said the group here might be small.
他说在我们当中的也许只是一小群人。
But it is significant.
但是是很特别的。
This is the good seed.
这是一些好的种子。
This is the high octane fuel.
这些是高这个高浓度的燃料。
And the Lord is doing a shifting of atmospheres here.
而神正在我们的当中改变这样子的属灵的空气。
That may not seem significant to the outside world, in the physical world, but it's very significant in the spiritual.
在这个世人的眼中看，也许没有什么，但是在属灵界里面呢，是很特别的。
And this is the way the Lord works.
而这就是神做工的方式。
He did the same thing when he shifted the atmosphere of the universe by bringing Jesus Christ into the world.
就像他把耶稣带到世界上的时候，改变了整一个世界的空气一样。
When Jesus entered into the world, when that seed was planted,
当耶稣进到这个世界，当这颗种子被埋下的时候。
Not many in the world knew and saw and understood what happened.
没有多少人看见明白到底发生什么事情。
But there were a few shepherds, that the angels appeared to in heaven and saw the excitement of the shifting of atmospheres in heaven that was shown to these shepherds.
但是呢，就是这么几个牧羊人啊，被看见天上的转变，这个气氛的转变。
And there were some Jewish scholars from faraway land that saw the signs through the stars, and a few of them came to pay homage to Jesus.
也有少数几个犹太的学者看着天上星的改变，把他们也带进去看到这个属灵的改变。
But beyond these small groups and sometimes insignificant people.There wasn't a whole lot of understanding fanfare that went out into the world.
但是除了这么一小群人以外，世界上的人并没有太多人注意到这么大的一件事情。
But this sent shockwaves through the kingdoms of heaven.
但是就这么小的一群人，这么把天这个就像带给天上一个极大的波浪的震动。
The same way the Lord is working to shift the atmosphere of His kingdom during this end time.
同样的，在这个末日的时候，神也在他的国度里面要这样子做。
And He's doing the same work here.
同样在我们的当中，他要做这件事。
Seed has been planted here.
种子已经在这里被种下。
Not big fanfare.
不是一个很大热闹的地方。
But there's a shaking that's happening in heaven right now.
但是在天堂里面是有一个震动的。
As a shifting is happening here in this room.
而在我们这个房间里面是有一个转换。
So I encourage you to be patient and be before the Lord.
我就鼓励大家要有耐心在这里等候神。
And fully take in.What the Lord has given to you.
完完全全地领受进去神要给你的。
I believe that we will come by and pray for you as pastors and leaders.
我们会作为牧师，作为领导的带领人会来为你祷告。
But we as pastors and leaders are also taking in this message, and we are also being ministered to and being released.Shifting the atmosphere.
而我们作为牧师，作为领导人，也同样的领受这样的信息，要来这样子改变这个属灵的风气。
So the most important thing here right now is that we all seek the Lord and His face.
但是最重要的是，我们都在这里来寻求神的面。
And understand who He is.
明白他是谁。
Understand His heart, His will.
明白他的心，他的心意。
Knowing ourselves through that.
也借由这一切来认识我们自己。
And embracing.
来拥抱这一切。
God, we bless this group here.
主啊，来祝福这一群。
As Your presence is really stirring.The atmosphere in here right now.
当你自己的存在正在搅动这里的一个属灵的空气。
Lord, let them embrace this message of the five places.
让他们来拥抱这个信息，拥抱那五个地方。
Wherever they are in these different stages.
不管他们现在在哪一个阶段。
Do not give up.
不要放弃。
Walk into that full destiny.
要完全地走进这样子的一个命定。
Let that be a one most wonderful gift, the most wonderful living sacrifice, the most wonderful offering that you can lift up right now before the Lord.
让这样子成为一个最美好的活祭，你能够献在主面前。
The just lift it up before the Lord. Lord, I will remain faithful. I will persist.
主啊，我会持守忠心。
Lord, I want the blessing of the Philadelphia Church.
主啊，我要那个腓拉铁菲教会的祝福。
It's only one of the two churches in Revelation the Lord did not, he did not rebuke.
啊，在启示录里面，只有这两个教会神没有责备。
Philadelphia was one of them.
腓拉铁菲是其中一个。
And they were commended for their faithfulness, for being steadfast.
而且他们被称赞，因为他们站立在神的里面。
Lord, let that be our resolve and let that be our sacrifice and offering to you today, right now.
主啊，让我们也把这样子的心智放在你的面前，作为一个活祭献给你。
Dear, let your kingdom come, your will be done.
让你的国降临，让你的旨意成就。
Over this seed that you planted here.
就在你自己所种的种子
当中。As it is.Your throne in heaven.
就如同你在天上宝座那里。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.